on the day it just didn't really happen for us, and they took their chances early on, and it's just the way the game panned out, really, and we weren't good enough on the day to beat them or come close to them, and they deserved their win. So, no, it's been a brilliant achievement by the lads, and that's what you have to do. Like, we've nothing to be ashamed of today. We may have got beat 5-0, but to get this far, it was an unbelievable achievement, and we can walk out here with our heads held high, I think, because it's been a great achievement, and it mightn't have gone well on the day, but, you know, we'll take a lot from this year, and it's great memories to have.
What's the Wembley experience like? Can you put it into words?
That was brilliant. It was brilliant. Really, I really enjoyed it and tried to take it all in. And, you know, playing in front of a crowd like that and playing in a cup final, nobody can ever take that away from me. So, you know, obviously I'm disappointed. I'm as disappointed as anyone. I wanted to win the cup as much as anyone. As I said, we have nothing to be ashamed of. We'll walk out here with our heads held high and try and finish the season strong.
And the 33,000 Bradford fans, they were waving the flags even at 4-0 down.
Yeah, they were unbelievable. They were unbelievable. So they were. I just remember about 10 minutes ago, I just had a look around the stadium myself, and just it was unbelievable that they were still cheering us on. And, you know, it was great for them just to be able to come to a game like this, I think, in a big day. So.
You had a huge crowd over from home as well, and that's 32,000, you had 120, 150 odd.
I was just over 100, I think, so no, it was great for them to get to come over to a game like this, and just going up to go and see my family now, so I'm sure they enjoyed the day anyway. So.